You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
We thank you. Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. Reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and do. And
well, praise the Lord. This is Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise. Thank you for listening in to our radio broadcast. Kingdom Sounds, where we're trying our best, oh glory to God, by the grace of God, to release the sounds of the kingdom. We thank God for Brother Danny here at WWBC, WMIE, WJFP, all of those W's. Every time I try to, yeah. And so we thank God for you listening in. We've been talking about prayer. And last week I put challenge out there for the people of God to pray and to begin to repent on behalf of this nation. Oh, glory to God. I think I ruffled up the feathers of the enemy because the other night I was home, and Thursday night I was home, and I was just sitting up and I was writing down some things that God had put on my heart, and got up to go in the room, had been praying, and got up to go in the room, and my wife was asleep already, so I popped in the bed. I usually sleep on my right-hand side, but on this particular night, I was just, you know, laying on my left-hand side, and I was kind of facing towards my wife, and I just drifted off. I was somewhere probably in between sleep and consciousness. I was going out, and all of a sudden, I felt something shove me. Oh, glory to God. And so I opened my eyes, and my wife was in front of me. Oh, glory to God, because I was facing towards her. And usually, you know, I know that if I'm asleep and I'm snoring, amen, she'll shove me. But usually she's shoving me in the back because I'm not facing towards her. And so something shoved me. And then when I looked at my wife, and opened my eyes and looked at my wife, and then something shoved me again. And I'm talking about a shove. And I was like a physical shove. as if somebody was trying to literally push me out of the bed. And so, anyways, so next thing you know, fright tried to grip me. And the temperature in the room began to drop. Oh, glory to God. And I knew it was the enemy. And I turned around, oh, glory to God, and there was nothing there. But I began to say, I applied the blood of Jesus Christ. I began to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you. I bind you in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. Next thing you know, my bed began to jump up and down, a shake. Oh, glory to God, violently. But even as my bed was shaking violently, I began to say, I bind you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I take authority over you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that went on for about 30 seconds. And then it ceased. Come on. Oh, glory to God. This is for some of you folks that don't believe that the devil is real. Oh, glory to God. But we got authority over the enemy. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. But we have authority over the enemy. And I believe that it was backlash. I believe that the enemy was mad because for the past 2 weeks, we had a recording where we were leading the people in prayer to repent, oh glory to God, for the sins of this nation. We were repenting for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. For the sins of, for our sins. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Because repentance closes doors. I'm going to say that again. Repentance closes doors. It shuts doors, shuts portals. Hallelujah. We were asking God to have mercy upon us. We were appealing for his mercy. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so here we are again, back to talking about prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yesterday I was talking about prayer, and I was sharing some things that, praise God, that we should labor in prayer until Christ Jesus be formed in us and formed in the people, formed in our people. We should be calling corporate prayer meetings. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Jesus said, my Father's house is the house of prayer. Should be. It's called the house of prayer. But they were in there selling things. Come on. And a lot of churches were selling everything but Jesus. Hallelujah. We're selling everything but God. We're selling and promoting things that are abominable to God. We're selling and promoting perverse things and perversion in God's house. And we're calling it God. Come on. We are authorizing it. God didn't authorize it. Okay. All right. We're doing things. Yesterday we talked about doing things that were unauthorized. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 9, God authorized, oh glory to God, a sin offering. He authorized a burnt offering. He authorized these different types of offerings, a fellowship offering. Come on. He did it. And Moses was telling Aaron that when you do this, that God shall appear to you and that God's glory would manifest. And so when you read the book of Leviticus chapter 9, you see that's exactly what happened. But in the book of Leviticus chapter 10, Aaron's sons approached God with strange fire or unauthorized fire. They weren't authorized to do it. We're doing things because, oh, glory to God. Well, let me just say this here. The Bible says a little bit further down in Leviticus chapter 10 that they were drunk. A lot of churches are drunk with sin. Because they're drunk with sin, they're doing things that are not authorized by God. Oh, glory to God. Doing things that are abominable. Hallelujah. Churches are splitting over some of the stuff that people are doing because guess what? They're not praying. Oh, glory to God. When you have a prayer life, oh, glory to God, God will correct you. We see it in the book of Matthew chapter 17, Peter on the mountain. Come on. Oh, glory to God. He was asleep instead of praying. And he woke up out of a dead sleep and said, let's build a tabernacle, one for you, one for these two guys over here, Moses and Elijah. And the Bible says the Father corrected him and said, this is my son. Listen to him. And so prayer is important. prayer is important. Oh, glory to God. Prayer is important. Elisha prayed. Elijah prayed, as you were. Elijah prayed. Oh, glory to God. As a matter of fact, his prayer was a decree. He said, it's not going to rain until I say so. Come on. Shows you how powerful prayer is. He stopped the rain. Then he went back and prayed several years later, and it began to rain again. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availed. Oh, glory to God. The Bible lets us know that Elisha covered and exposed the enemy from his prayer chamber. I'm going to say that again. Elisha covered the nation. Come on, intercessors. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Spiritual legislators. Oh, glory to God. He covered the nation and exposed the enemy. I believe it was the king of Syria. He was so upset. He was like, who keep telling my secrets? Who keep telling where we're going to attack from? Come on. Hallelujah. Nehemiah's prayer financed the rebuilding of the temple. Nehemiah's prayer financed the rebuilding of the temple. Oh, glory to God. As a matter of fact, the Bible says he prayed within himself. He was standing before the king. Oh, glory to God. I once went to Bible college, one of the instructors said that God don't hear silent prayer. I think I had to raise my hand on that one, and I said, the Bible says the Lord is able to do abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. There are times that I think about things. I remember one day sitting at work, and I saw a watch in a magazine, and I was like, man, I sure would like a watch like that. And I got home, my mother-in-law was visiting, and she had done bought me a watch. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Another day I was desiring a watch, a different type of watch, and I get a call from my buddy Randy Dottery, somebody who I went to school with, hadn't seen for a long time. He had gotten back from the service from being overseas, and got together with him, and he gave me a brand new Seiko watch. Oh, nice watch. Oh, glory to God. What am I saying? There are times when God, you just think about something. You're so in tune with God. Oh, glory to God. And you think about it. Come on. And God does it. Let me say this here also. Glory to God. Because yesterday I was talking about corporate prayer. Hallelujah. And then I had to learn this myself. Hallelujah. There are some times when God is just dealing with me. Hallelujah. And there's sometimes that God may just be dealing with you. And some of us, sometimes we have so much zeal that when we hear God say, it's prayer time, we want to call the whole family into praying. Oh, glory to God. And there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, glory to God. But sometimes we need to get some instructions. Is it for me, or is it for the family? Is it for the church? Who is it? Who is it for? Oh, glory to God. So it's important to be led by the Lord. But I'll say this here. Many of our failures are prayer failures. Many of our failures are prayer failures. We don't take the time to pray. I remember when my kids were growing up, and they would have a bad day. And when they would have that bad day, I would say, did you pray this morning? Did you read your Bible this morning? Oh, glory to God. And the majority of the time, it would be no. Oh, glory to God. I used to have prayer with my children in the morning times. And if I didn't have prayer, I would tell them to go and pray. Before they went to school, they had to pray and read their Bibles. Come on. That was mandatory. As for me and my house, we should serve the Lord. Because I wanted to teach them how to have a relationship with God. Both of them are in church today. A lot of times you see people in ministry and their children are nowhere near to be found. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because a lot of times we're dragging them to church, but we don't teach them to have a relationship. Over the summertime. Oh, glory to God. I would give my children scripture and have them to write an essay. In other words, they had to share what they had done learned. Oh, glory to God. I would come home and I would read it. Tell them they did a good job. Oh, glory to God. So both of my sons, you know, because what does prayer, you know, prayer causes you to reverence God. It causes you to have confidence in God. And I won't go too much further into that. But many of our failures are prayer failures. Oh, glory to God. David prayed, Lord, shall I pursue or shall I refrain? Shall I pursue or shall I refrain? Can I tell you something? Oh, glory to God. How many know we want God to be with us? As a matter of fact, one of the names of God is Emmanuel, God with us. But I've come to find out that God ain't always with me in everything that I do. And this is why it's important to be led by the Lord. Okay, all right. God is not with us in everything that we do in his church. Okay, all right. God is not with us in every decision. So we need to be led by God. And that's what prayer does. Hallelujah. God is a God of invitation. God likes to be invited into things. Come on, when we're praying, one of the most important things you could do is learn to invite God into your day. God, I invite you into my day. You know all about it. You know everything I'm going to run into. You know what's going to stick his head up. Oh, glory to God. If you have your prayer language, ask God to give you utterance concerning your day. Hallelujah. It's the perfect prayer. We have churches that don't believe in speaking in tongues. It's the perfect prayer. It's the perfect prayer. You can't go wrong. It's the Spirit of God praying through you. Come on. You can't miss it. Hallelujah. You'll find out that your day will go better. Your week will go better. Your month will go better. Your year will go better. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Paul said, I speak in tongues and I pray with my understanding. Some of us are just praying with our understanding. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's fine. That's great. Hallelujah. But you ought to be praying and asking God, oh, glory to God, for your prayer language. You ought to desire it. You ought to want it. There's some ministries, they don't teach on it at all. They don't talk about it. The reason why they don't talk about it is because more than likely the pastor is not baptized or filled with the Holy Spirit. And then when they do talk about it, they beat it up. Oh, glory to God. The best thing that ever happened to me was when I got filled with the Holy Spirit in the back of the locker room on the Space Center. I began to speak in tongues. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. There's sometimes that I don't know how to pray about a certain thing, and I just ask God, hey, open a door of utterance. Same thing that Paul prayed. Hallelujah. And I just begin to thank God, and I go into my prayer language. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Go into the utterance, even as the Spirit of God gives it to me. Oh, glory to God. It's the perfect prayer. You can't miss it. Hallelujah. 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 1 Samuel 30 and 8. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop or shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all. Glory to God. Sometimes we need to ask some questions. Hallelujah. Yeah. When Jesus told the disciples to go to the other side, oh, glory to God. They probably should have got a few more instructions. Well, is there anything we need to do before we go to the other side? One would have been a good idea to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You never know when the enemy may stick his head up. But let me say this here. Let's go Judges chapter 20. Judges chapter 20. Real quick. Let me get my Bible there. We thank God for you listening in. Judges chapter 20. We're talking about prayer. Hallelujah. Judges chapter 20. Judges chapter 20. I believe it's around verse 39, somewhere in there. When the children of Israel was fighting with the tribe of Benjamin. And the Bible says that they were at war. They were at war because the children of Benjamin had begun to, oh boy, how can I say this here? I'm on the radio broadcast. They were committing abominable acts. Oh, glory to God. The city was wholly given over to doing abominable things, and they were defending the people that had did these abominable acts. There was a Leviticus priest that came into the city, and the Bible says that these men wanted to rape him. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But instead, they couldn't get to him, and they ended up raping his wife and killing his wife. And she died, as a matter of fact. And so the Bible says that he left that town. He took his dead wife, and he cut her up. He cut her up, and he began to send her throughout all the tribes of Israel. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the people begin to gather and said, what is this all about? You know, who would do something like this? And he told them about the incident. And the Bible says that they gathered together. They came together and to deal with this situation. And they reached out to the tribe of Benjamin. And they said, send out these wicked men. And instead of sending the men out, come on, they covered the men. Come on. It's almost like saying they put their stamp of approval on what those men did. Apparently, they didn't see anything wrong with it. Oh, glory to God. Kind of reminds me of the body of Christ nowadays. There's some abominable things that are going on. Come on. It's being promoted. And sometimes you got people in the body of Christ that are putting their stamp on it. Okay. I'm talking in code. Oh, glory to God. You approve. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. And so anyways, the Bible says, I believe it's, the Bible says that they gathered all of these men, hundreds of, I don't know. But anyways, the Bible says in verse 19, and the next morning the Israelites got up and pitched the camp near Gibeah. And the Israelites went out to fight the Benjamites and took up battle and positioned themselves against Gibeah. And the Benjamites came out of Gibeah and cut down 22,000 Israelites on the battlefield. Oh, glory to God. But the Israelites encouraged one another again and took up their position where they had stationed themselves before. Now, I want you to keep in mind that Benjamin only had 26,000 men. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And the children of Israel had a greater number, but yet they were getting slaughtered. Come on. They were getting beat down. All right. All right. We ain't even going to go there. There's some things I want to say, but I'm going to leave it alone. And so they got up and they went out against them again. And the Bible says they lost 18,000 men. I'm kind of cutting it short. How much time I got, man? I got, oh, glory to God. So all together, they lost 40,000 men. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, after they lost these 40,000 men, then all the Israelites, the whole army, went up to Bethel, the house of God. And they sat there and wept before the Lord. They fasted that day until evening and presented burnt offerings and fellowship offerings to the Lord. Sometimes we got to get before God. More than likely it was sin offerings and burnt offerings, because one of the procedures that they would do the sin offering and then the burnt offering. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. What did I tell you? See, it's a form of repentance. It's talking about repentance. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes before we go out to battle, we got to close doors. We got doors open. And then we come up under attack and we're like, what the world is going on here? Oh, glory to God. And so even in prayer, even when we're going to war, participating in warfare, hallelujah, we got to close doors. And so the Bible says they went up and they did this. And then the Bible says they asked, shall we go up to fight against the Benjamites, our fellow Israelites, or not? And the Lord responded, go up, for tomorrow I will give them into your hands. So here they were. They went and prayed. They didn't necessarily get together and have this prayer meeting, this fellow, and spend time in prayer, but they jumped up and decided to go and get the tribe of Benjamin. Oh, glory to God. It's very important that we pray. Hallelujah. It's very important that we be praying people. Oh, glory to God. All right, well, I think that's about it. And once again, we thank God for Brother Danny. I'm going to lead. There may be someone that's listening and you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I want to take the time and pray with you. And so please repeat after me if you want Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Father, I repent of my sins. I acknowledge my sins. I am a sinner and I need a Savior. Save me. I invite you to come into my life and be my Lord, be my Savior, be my God. Fill me with your Spirit. Give me a brand new start, a brand new beginning. Help me. And I thank you for doing it in Jesus' mighty name. I want you to pray about a church, a place where you can fellowship. Just don't jump up and start going to any church. Come on. You know, I want to encourage you to go to a church where the Spirit of God, where to manifest the presence of God, where the glory of God, a glory dome, a glory house. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Well, God bless you. Please, we love you. Thank you
God for listening. For you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior, Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. You know, reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn some things around. God bless you.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Again, those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI